It's nothing more than build for you a beginning. A beginning of being able to extend for yourself a new realm of what you can do. So, now, as you sit back, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. I want you to float on the wings of time and change from where you are, far, far away. Let your imagination let go your beliefs. All the beliefs you have about what is possible, just take those beliefs and let them fall down for a moment. And open the door. Open it wide enough to peek outside and float on the wings of all the changes you've ever made in your life. High into the sky. Because you're going to go and see what you can see in a place that doesn't exist yet. You will be there. Because when you arrive inside your mind deep enough to find yourself a place where it's possible to create new futures, where it's possible to create new opportunities, and today to create new feelings, feelings that you can use, that you can magnify, things that will rumble from the tips of your toe right down to your soul and reverberate back up to build you a better tomorrow. Now, let's go for a real ride. Ride upon where it is that you do not know yet you will go. Mount Camelot. Because this is Richard Bandler. Terry Chapman. Asking you only to relax. Really relax. And prepare to fly on the wings of your own imagination. Because as you sit here now, learning, really learning, I want you to place yourself outside of the realm of what's always been known into a new dimension. A dimension where you're gonna learn that what you've always believed may not now be the limits of exactly what is possible. Because we're going to build for you a new reality. Only for a while now. We know that you know many things. And of those things, many of those things have always been for you. In the past, you have felt happy. You felt sad. You felt many things. And of those things, you felt so intensely. Not enough of those things were really somewhere outside, for you yet the realm of possibility could include
a tingle.
It could include more. By watching seed in front of you beginning to emerge from the middle of nowhere. A control floating down to you, landing right in front of you, placed on your lap slowly. And as you look down and examine this strange and foreign object, I want you to see the letters appear on it. The feeling making machine. And as you reach out in your mind, begin to turn it on, and the lights begin to flash, you're going to see 6 levers fly up. And each of these levers is going to give you control over the intensity and transition of 6 different component pieces. Above one, you're going to see the word merge. Say tingle. Z1 will say vibration. And you get to fill in the other 3. And as you reach out, slowly drifting on the wings of what you do not know, to find out how you float down into trance. Yes. Go
down into trance,
deeper and deeper still. Let your unconscious begin to explore. Because as you go
deeper into trance,
you will find that as you begin to move any of those levers forward, you feel somewhere in your body one of those good sensations are beginning to
tingle,
spread, and intensify. Now, I want you to start by looking below the levers. You'll see a human body, and as you look at it, watch the lights light up part of it, then another one. And I want you to design in your mind a different color for each level, where you're going to put the sensations. Because as you begin to build for yourself a new and powerful feeling, you're going to want it to start in different places than it ever has before. Now, there is no reason yet to feel this feeling, but we're going to do it differently now. We're going to make the feeling, and then we're going to find a place to use it wisely. Now, as you go
down into trance,
control is stronger, more solid. And as you pick the 6 places to begin, begin to push the levers as you go
deeper into trance.
Still learning to intensify and move those levers slowly, ever so slowly, adjusting so that as those sensations begin to intensify and intensify more and more, you'll breathe.
Now you may notice this knob you missed on the side.
This knob, when you turn it, begins to make those feelings spread and melt in
intensified, and the master controls, till it begins to spread all over you into a new body sensation that covers your whole being and moisture from everywhere, every direction, to every direction. Now, you begin to let it spread. Now, you will find that each and every sensation wells up in you. Let it grow strong. Immerse yourself in it. And let it well up more. And more. And more. Feel the vibration of your soul. Continue deep breath as you make this your home. And then go up in your mind from the feeling and look up at your life, floating off in the distance before you, and see where are you going to use it. That's right. You could use it in your past, but wouldn't it be better to use it in your future? Slide the levers the other way now. Not down, but across. And as they move in a direction you didn't think they would, so will you. Begin now to turn into your future and see the door open to wider ranges of ecstasy than you ever thought you would feel. Because what you're doing is learning to extend the range of joy and excitement to things and realms that haven't been yet. You're gonna find new ways to be happy, new ways to feel so great, new ways to begin to take the feeling machine along with you. Now that was okay for a first try, but I think we should wind that one down and go back. And this time put in 6 more intense ingredients. And this time use the levers more wisely. Never push one any further than you can intensify the sensation, growing, lowering, raising, until they become one and the same. You are really learning to make these changes your own. Because as you begin to calibrate to yourself, you will find that as you push, the tingling forward and increases, and lower it and it decreases. You are learning to control that tingling in your neurology. And it is your neurology that is the foundation of life itself. So as you move from sensation to sensation, from the depth, from the right to the left, from the feeling of moisture, from the feeling of vibration, pulsations, tingling, and pressure, adjusting them in all kind of ways, moving ever closer to more ecstasy. What the possibilities can be in your mind. Now, I know you feel like you push those levers, but does the term push the pedal to the metal mean anything to you now? It's time to turn up the heat. Put a little thing into it. And I want you, each time that feeling feels better, to moan inside yourself. Moan young. And each time it Feels a little weird. Just pull the lever down. Learn to control your direction and head towards what it is you want to feel it now. And let it spread and spread and spread all around. Warmer, deeper, more and more tingling everywhere. Just enjoy it for no reason. It's a sign of life. It's what the universe is for. To sense what it is that's possible to experience and move towards pleasure. Now, as you continue to move more and more, with an ever-growing sensation of pleasure and satisfaction, I want you to float and move even more now. Drench yourself, bathe yourself. Till that yawn becomes one long, intense, soothing, simply wonderful, satisfying system of searching through all the neurons and amplifying. Your neurology glow, really glow. Because only you can provide the opportunity to let your neurology sing in ways that will build excitement, exhilaration, and hundreds of thousands of opportunities every day to experience joy and delight in the sensations of life itself. You're unconsciously doing something, and it is so important. It's important to be able to let yourself go into life, to be a part of it, so that as each moment of each precious day is there, you explode from sensation to sensation, not slicing off the highs and the lows to live in the middle, the humdrum nothing of, it's okay, it's fine, feel not bad, but to the heights of ecstasy as you slide and slip simply from Mount Antelope to Mount Ecstasy. How far you can take it to the limits and beyond. Now, you're learning. You're building the sensations that it takes. It might not seem like much now, but let it grow. You've spent years holding back. Now, turn on the good stuff and let it build. Imagination and wonderful sensations you can use as the foundation when you begin to extend the richness of life from the hairs on your body to the depths of your soul. You're gonna feel good, and no matter what in this world happens, you're gonna aim your life towards the pleasure, the satisfaction and productivity of accomplishment. Towards an eye for what works well, it's about time to turn it up. Higher, hotter, warmer, and make it so much more. Now learn. Unconsciously building that foundation. That's only the beginning of really enjoying the rest of your life. Now. Now float with it and learn. Take a moment to bathe yourself in every single instance. And really prepare to take the learnings of this mind and this world everywhere you go. Because what you're doing now, your brain memorizes, and each night while you dream and sleep, you can build first a few new grandiose new feelings, and then every day more, and more still learning. Now, and you will take the learnings of Mount Analog with you everywhere you go. So when you arise from this state, it'll only amplify this state, so that you will be in the state of having that much more available. And the learning machine, and the feeling machine that you are, you can take from Mount Analog to any moment in your life, because if you don't feel good, make you more. This state, each step back to Earth Coincidence Control Center is gonna be one step of feeling better. Turn up the good feeling. Feel the corners of your mouth capture the smile that life can bring back. Ride it like the waves of the surf, so that you don't go back to your normal consciousness. Go back to one you like better. Moan better now. Take your time to make the time to meet me here sometime in the future. Because as long as there's a future, there's a Mount Analog. So from Mount Analog, we say goodbye for now. That's right. And welcome you back to the rare and unprecedented opportunity. Only for a night, it might go further, because you see, from one moment to the next, you have the opportunity to begin every communication with every individual in such a way as to be able to take the feeling that's inside you and shape your communications in such a way as to make the world around you begin to shine. Now, I know that would be manipulative. Why, what if you started out having a grudge about something you can't remember? My, what if his clothes were on the carpet? What if there was actually dirty dishes in the sink? Why, that's no reason to feel good. But yet, if when you begin to communicate with anyone, including yourself, you were to start with a good feeling, a soothing feeling, something that was sumptuous, something that was wonderful, then perhaps you would be able to make the world around you out. Now about this matter of having more dramatic good feelings, I think that perhaps it's time to take this as far as we can go as simply certainly with the opportunity to open the doorway beyond beliefs about everything. I think it's time to excel. So if you close your eyes and go inside, I want you to just simply pick some of those beliefs about life that get in the way. You know, truth. Limits. Blocks. Well, yes, of course. It's all well and nice to believe that, Rich, but we have important ideas. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. I'm not that kind of girl.
I never learned to do it that way.
But you see, if you really want to let your imagination run away with you long, you need to take your beliefs and realize they're never as strong as your convictions. You see, if you could be convinced that each and every belief behind it lies a doorway to a new reality. A reality that includes all kinds of wonderful feelings where you can let go your past beliefs. If only, for instance, just for the sake of sheer wonderful opportunities to be able to see the horizons of possibility open up now. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if you could, for example, take the best that you've got, a belief that you have the strongest good feelings that can be made in this body. There are limits to how much pleasure one person can stand. Well, I'm not too sure about that. But I do know a way is to make for yourself the avenues of hope, the avenues of possibility, so that you can begin to take now and look down at the feeling machine. And what if we were to take the feeling you just made and make it just one of the things on one of the sides of one of the three levers? What would that mean? And if it was just one of the things on one of the sides of six levers, what would that mean? You could do even more. Maybe it's time to consider how deep we can go
into building a foundation of the measure.
Now, I want you to consider it.
Really consider it. Opportunity to do it new. Really new way. Let's put a soft, sumptuous feeling. Something that floats into something simply. A whole new avenue. And move over to a lasting lever. And look down right inside the realm of possibility to realize now as you go deeper and deeper still, floating down on the wings of pleasurable and exciting, tingling, sumptuous, sizzling feelings that begin somewhere that you have never looked inside. Possibilities down and down and down, wondering where will it be? Searching, hoping, finding a new chance to put a seed in your neurology, to let your neurology begin to vibrate. Begin to stretch into new terrain, new places, new feelings that you can and will search from that seed into your unconscious now. Learn. Searching, finding places where cobwebs grew, and opening old new doors into new avenues of just how much you can and will look around and take things that you never thought would fit together. So, you have the foundation for let these drain down into the feeling machine and grasp a hold of those levers in your mind and begin to turn them up. Begin to let them swell. Begin to ride on the intensity of what it is that you can and will build now for yourself. First alone, intensify, deepen, moisten, soft, and let it spread till it fills you up, gently touching your neurology, stroking. Let the hairs of the body tell you where it's spreading to. Now, that's right. Feel. Really feel it. No. This is just your chance to let a new feeling grow now. Learning unconsciously, adjusting them, pushing them, finding new directions, new neural pathways that you can use to intensify all the opportunities in your future to grasp and throw.
rest into the future in just the most sumptuous ways possible. Because after all, this work, your unconscious, as a new ally, deserves to give you a real powerful feeling of pleasure that you can use to the fullest possibility and extent of what it is to begin to crank up from the softest, most sensuous, most wonderful feeling of pleasure to the most dynamic, explosive possibilities. Now you are learning just what it takes to be in a new state where you can go outside, where you can let your skin begin to come alive, where you can begin to let your insides vibrate out. Let your whole self begin to build something up. Power. Let it come on. That's right. You're getting there now. Come on. Keep it sumptuously sweet and exciting so that it builds for you something special that you will be able to use, because it is the foundation of a whole world of new feelings that you're gonna build. Because if you can build one iota of pleasure, you can build yourself a lifetime of growing, extending ecstasy. Now, that's right, let it grow, let it build now, that's right, there's so much more for you to feel, so much more intensity, gonna make it real, gonna make it real, now, let it build up inside you, fill your whole self out. Let it grow. Let your nervous system know. Come on. Turn it up. And let ideas start to race into your mind. Places in your life where you're going to use this. Use it all the time. Turn it up. Heat it up. Build it up. Let it grow. Build all kind of new things, all kind of things that'll be so exciting now. That's right. Of your mind and
let it build up too. Take the pictures and let them explode out bigger, and the sounds as well too. Hear a deep sigh somewhere inside your mind. Say, ah. Oh yeah. Let it grow. Let that feeling build up. Let those pictures get wider. Get bigger and brighter. That's right. You got places to go. Things to do. You got excitement and possibilities and hopes and dreams. And with a good feeling moving towards them, ain't nothing ever gonna be in your way. I want you to just let it build up more. Let it vibrate inside. Now I know people say there is time. They say there's things that are more important than feeling good. But there's nothing more important than feeling good while you do them. Because the better you feel while you do them, the quicker you get them done. That's right. And always continue. Two. Three. Four. Turn it up more. From this point on, you may find that there's new ways of behaving that are simply growing in your mind and body too. We want you to turn it all the way up to the outside and realize this is only the beginning. I say only the beginning. Keep your eye on the pleasure and keep your mind on where you need to go. And there's always gonna be more available to you. From here to Mount Analog and beyond. So we only ask you to let your neurology hold on to this feeling and bring it all the way on up. And know that tonight while you sleep and dream, you're gonna be learning this over and over again more. And every night there's a dream you can continue on. One day just like another, and you can't know that that ain't true about your feelings, so make sure every new feeling you make is more sumptuous than the one before it. Now, you can come all the way back here to Earth Coincidence Control Center, and we're gonna say goodbye for now. And you can too. After all, you got places to go and people to do. That's right. Bring it on home, Dr. D.